week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's day four at the Africa Women's Cup of Nations football tournament in Ghana. Our VOA football fans will remember this competition doubles as a qualifying tournament for next year's Women's World Cup in France. The top three African teams in Ghana will book tickets to the 2019 Women's World Cup. The Super Falcons of Nigeria have dominated African women's football over the years, and they're the defending champions in Ghana. However, the Nigerian women got off to a losing start over the weekend, falling 1-0 to South Africa. In other results from the weekend, host Ghana edged Algeria 1-0, Cameroon beat Mali 2-1, and Zambia routed Equatorial Guinea 5-0. Now let's go to South Sudan, where a girls' soccer tournament is using the theme "Shoot to Score and Not to Kill" as part of the search for peace in the country. The tournament is organized by a football club group called NASVIC Initiative in collaboration with I Am Peace and Youngsters Local Football Association. Winnie Serino tells us more from South Sudan's capital, Juba.
Hundreds of people cheered as Elizabeth from the Sunrise team dribbling the ball towards goalpost of Trustlink's football team. The game ended with Sunrise beating Trustlink 2-1. Speaking in Arabic, 21-year-old Diana Alonyo, who scored the winning goal for Sunrise, says she started playing football in 2013. She says she joined boys' training on the soccer field. She encourages more girls to join male-dominated sports.
I feel very happy because we were first defeated, but at the end we made it. And I want to tell my sister that there is nothing a boy can do and a girl cannot do. A girl can do everything, and I want to encourage you that if you want to play, come and join any team.
26-year-old Susanna Awal was on the bench as a substitute. She says soccer keeps the players busy instead of sitting idle and discussing politics that could easily cause misunderstandings. She says soccer brings people from different backgrounds together.
We play actually as to entertain those who are watching the game, you know, because some of them have already been traumatized. And for them coming to watch the young women, young men playing, you see, for them they will have hope that South Sudan in some years to come, the young leaders will be different generation, apart from the old regime that will soon be going out.
26-year-old Nasra Victoria is a retired player with South Sudan's Gutala Football Club and founder of the NASVIC Initiative, which began promoting football among young women last year. She says the girls' soccer tournament aims to contribute to the implementation of the peace agreement because football can foster unity.
So make our girls or the players feel the extension of the peace agreement. So, of course, the entire peace agreement or the peace celebration was about peace and reconciliation. So I felt we should also extend now to our girls through this tournament and playing. Because as they play in the pitch, there's no fighting. They're always aiming at scoring, okay? They're aiming at scoring a goal, not killing their opponents. So through them striving to score a goal, or that struggle of scoring a goal, they always, now they build a team. They end up building a team that focuses at scoring a goal, not harming each other.
Victoria says South Sudanese have suffered since fighting began in 2013. She says the signing of the revitalized peace agreement should open the doors for reconciliation and long-lasting peace in South Sudan.
Through this tournament, I think and I feel, as even amongst the players, that hostility is there. But if we keep them playing together and them training together as people from different tribes, from different areas or geographical locations, there's that team building. And through that team building, even these girls come become friends.
Victoria hopes to form a South Sudanese women's national team so that women can take part in international sports.
My achievement is to see full support for women's sports and also breaking that cultural norms in most of our societies of looking at women's sports as a curse or as a taboo. So what I would want to see also is that a full national team, women national team, is established in South Sudan. We don't have a national team,
yeah.
And it's something so embarrassing looking at our population and the talented girls we have.
NASVIC Initiative organized its first girls tournament last year. Victoria intends to organize another tournament next November. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.
Thanks, Winnie. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African men's football, Nigeria is hosting Uganda Tuesday evening in a friendly international between teams that just qualified for next year's Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. The game is being played in Asaba, the capital of Nigeria's Delta State. Seyi Akinwumi is the first vice president of the Nigeria Football Federation. In an interview with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye, Seyi said the friendly against Uganda is the first in a series of matches to prepare Nigeria for the 2019 Nations Cup.
As usual, you prepare for it. In that case, we started preparation already, but officially preparation starts now. So this is the first game after we qualified. It's part of the preparation, but we're already thinking ahead. I mean, I think by now people know this board for planning ahead, and we're doing that already. We're already planning for the Nations Cup.
Nigeria missed the last two editions of the Nations Cup. What is it going to be like when Nigeria comes back to participate in Cameroon 2019?
Well, it's football, you know. What's gone is done, but we're here now. We'll play football and try to win it. The last time we participated, we won it. So our objective, obviously, is to continue to grow as a football team and a football nation, but also to win every competition we participate in. So if we win this, then it will be a bigger feather to our cap. But that's the plan. We just want to keep on improving.
In the match against the Bafana of South Africa, two goals scored by Nigeria were disallowed. Are you raising eyebrows or protesting against this?
It's done. Truthfully, we have to assume that there are mistakes. And if there are mistakes, we're all human beings. We don't have VAR yet. So if we had VAR, maybe that would have shown at the time clearly to the referee that he made a mistake. But it's done, and we have qualified, so there's no problem about that. If anybody should be protesting, maybe it should be some other team, maybe the other teams will be affected. We've moved on.
What would be your message to numerous Nigerian football fans on the Super Eagles qualification and expectations come AFCON 2019?
I'll just tell them that, you know, for us at the NFF, they can be sure that we will do our utmost to ensure that the team is prepared for the Nations Cup and hopefully win it. And they should also just keep on supporting the Super Eagles. Their support means a lot to these boys and to us.
That's Seyi Akinwumi, the first vice president of the Nigeria Football Federation. And he spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye in Asaba, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Also in Asaba, Iron Mike spoke with former Nigerian international player Edema Faludu, who is now the chairman of the Delta State Football Association. Edema told Iron Mike that he thinks the Super Eagles should bring in some locally based players.
Well, most importantly is that preparation is key to everything. How you prepare determines how you go in a tournament. And I think that the Nigeria Football Federation is ready from what they have been doing in preparatory stages to where they have gotten to now in the qualifiers. So the team is gingered up. I think the advice I'll give to them is that they should begin to harness more of the players they need. You know, more of the players they need, because a team cannot be perfect. I'm putting some new players if necessary. And I also want to talk to the technical advisor to also look inward and encourage the MPFA players.
the Super Eagles technical advisor, Gennard Rowe, said he hasn't seen that quality player or players in the local FA. What's your take on this?
Well, we have talents. Nobody can say in this world that we don't have talents in Nigeria. Go back, rewind to before 1994, Westerhof. That was how some of us came into the limelight of the national team. We were playing well in the local league, and then when we got to the national level, it was because Westerhof decided to use a lot of the homeboys, and that was how people like us came out and a host of others. So you must encourage it for our league to improve and people to look inwards and know that if I play well in the local league, I have a chance of playing the national team. And also rewind, when Stephen Keshi also came on board, he did the same thing, and that is why people like Umba and a host of others came into the limelight. So we must encourage him to, apart from qualifying this country, to also go developmental. Players who are not technically strong enough, but they have raw talent, improve their technicality and game orientation.
Apart from scouting for talents locally, do you also suggest to the coach to also look outwardly on about Nigerian players abroad, apart from the ones he has in his team now?
Well, yes, certainly. Everybody who is a Nigerian and is playing his trade home and abroad as a footballer, of course, wants to wear the national colour. And so we must always take into consideration that we need the best at all times, the very best at all times, to represent this country without sentiments. But if a team has qualified, that is my philosophy, if a team has worked so hard to qualify for a tournament, and you know that breaking it by removing some people will cause team breakdown psychologically, then you must know how to manage it. That is why coaches and technical directors must be man managers, human resource people.
Nigeria has been absent in the last two editions of AFCON. How do you think the welcome pack will be for Nigeria as they go to Cameroon 2019?
Well, Nigeria has always been the team to be beaten in Africa, regardless of whether we didn't go to the two AFCON Nations Cup that passed. This time, we went to the World Cup, and so we are champions as it is in Africa. We qualify for the World Cup with a game left to play. We've qualified again with a game left to play. So we are the team to beat, and look at the youthfulness and the arrogance of players we have. I think that we are the team to beat, so it's not about whether we didn't go there twice. In fact, we'll be seeded very high.
That's Adema Faludu, a former Nigerian international player who's now the chairman of the Delta State Football Association, and he spoke with reporter Iron Mike Mbonye in Asaba, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, Magumi Davis Rakawinge will have reaction to Uganda qualifying for the 2019 Africa Cup of Nations tournament in Cameroon. Ugandans are in a celebratory mood after their national football team, the Cranes, qualified for the second time in a row for the Nations Cup tournament. From Kampala, Uganda, reporter Magumi Davis Rakawinge tells us some fans will travel to Cameroon next year to support the Cranes at the Nations Cup.
Thousands of Uganda Cranes fans left Nelson Mandela National Stadium Nambole in joyous mood after their team managed a 1-0 victory against Cape Verde and cemented the top spot in Group L with 13 points. Grace Bikumbi, a psychiatry specialist in Kampala, says he will seek for a work holiday during the AFCON finals so he can travel to Cameroon and support the Uganda Cranes.
I feel so happy. I'm so excited. I feel so high. This is the first time that we've qualified with only one match away. So it's very, very important. So it was a very important game. And trust me, Uganda is now going high in the world of football.
Bikumbi says, aside from entertainment, football unites people of all the divide. He says he expects the Cranes to perform better at the AFCON finals. Another fan, Mark Anthony, said he was nervous during the entire game.
I really feel so good that Uganda has really qualified because it wasn't an easy game. The first half was so tempting. I really liked it. But the second half really gave us a good challenge because, they would go and you feel like they're going to score and something really happens. But then the time they went, I wasn't really looking there.
This is massive! Like, hey!
And then I felt like they've scored. Sorry, I didn't watch the goal, but all right, so good.
Justin Wanyana was equally elated by the Cranes' win.
I'm happy. I don't know what to say, but I'm too happy.
And one of the fans composed a song praising the Cranes for the good game displayed.
Original names, I'm called Wajujol. My AKA name, stage name, I'm called Trouble Son. So what I've seen here today, you saw we've been playing, you saw guys have been passing balls. All we did is the best. And I'm telling you, Uganda, we are getting a clear possession where we've qualified. Next year, you see me there. I'll be there. General team, Kugama.
And fans here dream higher. They say now that Uganda has made it a habit to play at the AFCON finals, the players should aim higher and play at the Qatar 2020 World Cup. For the Sony Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Magumi. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
I'm Manny Pacquiao, the fighter from the Philippines.
Filipino boxing star Manny Pacquiao will defend his WBA welterweight title against American Adrian Broner on January 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada.
I just want to prove that I'm still in boxing. Manny Pacquiao is still in boxing, and my career is continue. My journey in boxing is continue. And I just want to entertain people and to give a good show on January 19th. That's why I'm inviting everyone to please watch and don't miss the opportunity for this great and prestigious fight that we are going to do in the ring with Adrian Broner. I know my opponent is fast and he's a caliber fighter. He's good, and we have to work hard and train hard for this fight, so that the people will be happy on January 19. We'll give a good fight for the fans.
Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner spoke at a news conference in New York City. Pac-Man was asked about the possibility of a rematch with Floyd Mayweather, who beat Pacquiao by unanimous decision in 2015.
Floyd, when we met in Japan, we talked and he said he wanted to come out from the retirement to fight me and to challenge me. But I told him, I got a belt and you have to challenge me and come out from your retirement. And I decided that. I say that because on that situation that he's trying to bully me or whatever. But just answer that way because, pardon my language, but it's kind of, I'm a person that don't want to say trash talk. I mean, just to fight. All I know is to fight in the ring and give excitement and entertain people. That's my job. And about Floyd, if he's come out of his retirement, and let's say, we'll see after this fight, but we cannot underestimate Adrian Broner. We cannot underestimate this fight because I have to go through for this fight first and before we talk about and discuss about the rematch with Floyd Mayweather.
Manny Pacquiao will turn 40 years old next month. In 29-year-old Adrian Broner, he'll be facing a much younger fighter who's also a former world champion in four weight classes. Broner is far from intimidated by Pac-Man.
But he's been knocked out three times. We know he can go out and go to sleep. He don't need no NyQuil for that. we know he can go to sleep. So you know, and I got the power to do it. Better be on his P's and Q's.
Adrian Broner has a professional record of 33 wins, 3 losses, and 1 draw. WBA welterweight champion Manny Pacquiao has 60 victories, 7 defeats, and 2 draws. Once again, Manny Pacquiao versus Adrian Broner on January 19th in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sonny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sonny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Desiree Ellis, South Africa's women's national football coach. During Monday's show, Desiree said, and I quote, "We just got that strength from high up above, and we have to be very grateful. It's attitude of gratitude." And since it's Thanksgiving week here in the United States, I'm loving, absolutely loving Desiree's attitude of gratitude. And Desiree Ellis and her South African team will be back on the pitch Wednesday at the African Women's Cup of Nations tournament. South Africa will face Equatorial Guinea in Cape Coast, Ghana. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In National Basketball Association action Monday night, Cameroonian star Joel Embiid helped spark the Philadelphia 76ers to their 12th win of the season. The AP's Michael Luongo reports from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Joel Embiid took over in the second half as the 76ers took a 119-114 win over the Suns. Down by 8, Embiid scored 11 points during a 16-5 run. Embiid had 14 third-quarter points. He finished with 33 points and 17 rebounds. It was his 17th double-double this season.
They need me to dominate and, you know, be a beast on the block offensively and defensively. Like I always say, you know, they put me, thanks to my teammates and the coaching staff, they put me in the best position to succeed. But I'm just trying to do my job.
Ben Simmons and Mike Muscala each added 19 points. Devin Booker had a game-high 37 for Phoenix.
We've had really bright spots throughout this whole season where, you know, we look really good on the same page. I say our downfall right now is, you know, when things get nitty-gritty, you know, we kind of fold. When that's the time we're supposed to come together even more.
Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
Thanks, Michael. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In another NBA game Monday night, the Indiana Pacers set the pace, beating the visiting Utah Jazz by 27 points. The AP's Tom McCabe reports from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indiana had six players in double figures and 59 points from its bench in a 121-94 win over Utah. The Pacers were in control from the start despite missing their star player Victor Oladipo. Bojan Bogdanovic had 21 points to lead Indiana, and rookie Aaron Holiday came off the bench to score 19.
I felt like we just moved the ball and played very good defense. The first unit really started off pretty much going at Utah on the defensive end and offensive end, and that just helped us get going as a second unit.
Ricky Rubio had 28 points to lead Utah, which has lost three of its last four games. The Pacers are winners of three straight. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Thanks, Tom. In Charlotte, North Carolina, the host Charlotte Hornets stung the Boston Celtics 117-112. Guard Kemba Walker scored 43 points for the Hornets, giving him 103 points in his last two games. 3 days ago, Walker scored an NBA season-best 60 points in an overtime loss to the Philadelphia 76ers. Kemba Walker's recent scoring outbursts have made him the NBA's new scoring leader. Kemba passed Golden State guard Stephen Curry, and he's now leading the NBA at 29.6 points per game. In a couple of other NBA results Monday night, the Detroit Pistons beat the visiting Cleveland Cavaliers 113-102, and the Los Angeles Clippers clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 127-119. And that wraps up the November 20th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Curtis Bynum. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, new Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is pushing through reforms, including tackling economic mismanagement, fighting corruption, and human rights abuses. An in-depth discussion on Ethiopia's new era on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African Beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to sukus, Afrobeat to ndombolo and makosa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
A group of scientists led by Johan Brox, an associate professor at the Australian National University, recently studied some fat molecules they had found on an ancient fossil. They say their studies provided evidence that allowed them to identify the fossil animal as a Dickinsonia and that it is the earliest known animal in the geological record. The scientists say the creature lived on Earth about 558 million years ago, which was about 20 million years before the so-called Cambrian explosion of modern animal life. Brox described this event as a time when complex animals and other life forms, like mollusks, worms, sponges, and arthropods, took over the fossil record. Brox and his colleagues described this primitive animal as being oval-shaped with rib-like structures along its body and measuring about 1.4 meters in length. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The 2019 VOA calendars are in. This year's calendar features a variety of scenic photos that capture U.S. byways, including beautiful photos of the Big Sur Coast Highway and even the historic Route 66. Tune in to Border Crossings at 1500 Universal to request a free calendar.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah. Now there's a youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally. Oh,
yeah. I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America. You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Upfront Africa. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
Hi, this is Victor Beatty, managing editor of VOA News. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondent reports from around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.